The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. Welcome to The Piano Matters. I'm David Duval, your host, and I hope that my programming selections please you well. I've lots to offer you on this pianistic offering, and as usual, I shall bring you the unusual and the usual. I have a pianist by the name of Shari Biro, quite a catch, once famous, now obscure, at least until today. Arnold Bach's was a really fine composer, but once again, nothing much is heard. Quite a shame. Then we have Bartok, and he holds his own without a doubt, but still in toto much less than he was heard in, let's say, 1960. Another pianist to the Piano Matters emerges, her name, Maris Brody. And you would like, I think, to hear her two mazurkas, for she plays them well. Another new pianist of the Piano Matters, Jose Minor. I met him recently, and he's a Spanish gentleman. I also have for your listening a very celebrated Chinese pianist, Yuqiao Wang, and I guess she is the most famous young woman pianist of our time. So let's sit down, have a Kool-Aid, and we'll hear fabulous playing. Let's begin with Shari Biro. Born in Budapest, she studied at the Franz Liszt Academy, came to New York in the same year as her compatriot Bartok, 1939, and resided in New York for 20 years. And there seems to be only a small discography for her legacy. But I think you will be enchanted, yes, that's the right word, for her beautiful performance of Mendelssohn's E minor prelude. It's a live performance, and you'll hear from around 1944. Here it is. Shari Biro. Mendelssohn Prelude in E minor, played by Shari Biro. What a fine performance, and you know how original a musical mind that is. Now we listen to Shari Biro in two Scarlatti sonatas. The first one is the famous E major, played so well by Lapazzi, Horowitz, and many others. Shari's performance is marvelous. Note her detached finger work, just that tiny bit of staccato, and it is very difficult to do. She'll follow it up with a live performance, probably from Town Hall, in 1949 with the F major Scarlatti sonata.
Thank you.
Scarlatti Sonata in E major, played by the late Sári Bíró, Hungarian pianist, and the F major Scarlatti Sonata. And as you know, it's very important to start your day with Scarlatti. Here's an interesting thought I had, because I think of Scarlatti as a morning composer. I would never think of putting him on at night. This is The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal. Yes, I did practice myself today. What was it? Yes, indeed, Grieg's Great Ballade in the form of variations on a Norwegian folk song. It's a wonderful work. I've been working on it for years, and slowly it gets better, but only slowly. Because you know why? I don't practice the difficult passages slowly enough. And if you don't practice difficulty slowly, they really will not improve enough. Patience, man. Sir Arnold Bax, B-A-X, wrote a great deal of piano music, very thick sometimes, very difficult, and he wrote a piece for piano duo called The Poisoned Fountain. That's based on a piece of Irish folklore. See if you take to it. Here's Bradshaw and Buono, piano duo, The Poisoned Fountain by Sir Arnold Bax, who was the master of the king's music. The Poisoned Fountain by Sir Arnold Bax. And don't drink from that fountain. You never know where it is. David Bradshaw and Como Buono were the duo pianists. Let's continue with Bradshaw and Buono and listen to them play the pavane of the Sleeping Beauty from Ravel's Fetching Mother Goose Suite. Such a wonderful four-hand piece is the Mother Goose, and we listen to the pavane of the Sleeping Beauty played by the duo Bradshaw-Buono. This is The Piano Matters. I'm with you. I'm David Duval. Yes, look at my website and you'll see some of my paintings and drawings. I would love to know what you think. In Roman times, Horace wrote, "But if you give me a place among the bards of the lyra, I shall lift my head till it strikes the stars." If the poet had a piano, he would say, "Bards of the pianoforte." Here now is a bard of the piano, another first time on The Piano Matters. His name, Jose Minor. And I heard him play this piece live, and it will be the Spanish miracle called The Maiden and the Nightingale, by Enrique Granados. Thank you. A true poet of the piano is Enrique Granados, 1867-1916, and you heard his most famous work from the Goyescas, The Maiden and the Nightingale. In our multitasking time, one should remember what an old wise Roman senator said in 60 BC, to do two things at once is to do neither. Another new pianist to be featured on the Piano Matters is Maris Brody. What a fine and interesting person she is. The last time I talked to her, she told me that her love was the Bach-Goldberg Variations. And there is indeed a live recording of it. But today we will listen to two performances of mazurkas. Maris Brody will play for us the mazurka Opus 6, number 1, the first mazurka that he published, and the mazurka in A minor, Opus 17, number 4. Maris Brody studied at the Juilliard School, I believe with Sasha Gorodnitsky, a legendary teacher, and she went on to play in many venues. You're going to listen to her from a live performance at Carnegie Hall, Maris Brody in Two Chopin Mazurkas. Thank you. Opus 6, number 1, and Opus 17, number 4, two of the 60 mazurkas by the Polish bard, played by Maris Brody, and played very well. This is David Dubal, hoping you are enjoying our musical offerings of the day. Tune in each week, same time, same station. One of the most famous sentences of all is by the much-loved Seneca. I was reading his letters recently, and here it is. What fools these mortals be. And he also said, man is a reasoning animal. Sorry, Seneca. I think there are very few fools that reason. Remember, only my opinion. We have Bartok's last work, the third piano concerto in the last movement, and it's now one of the classics of the 20th century concerto literature. Hélène Grimaud is the soloist with the late Pierre Boulez conducting so brilliantly the London Symphony.
Thank you.
Hélène Grimaud giving all in the finale of Bartók's third concerto. And by the way, he completed the viola concerto and the piano concerto, leaving out just some passages, which were then completed by his disciple, Tibor Serli. This is David Dubois, and to keep our dear dedicated station alive and well, it must be that you should help us if you can. I well know how your purses are stretched, but if the arts are important to you, then give us what you may be able to afford. My motto, no art, no life. Perhaps the most famous young woman pianist of our time, in fact without a doubt, is the Chinese-born Yuqiao Wang. I bring to you her luminous, dense performance of Scriabin's second sonata, often called Sonata Fantasy. And it's a thicket of dense piano writing. And note, though, the second subject of the first movement. Gorgeous indeed. Only Scriabin could have written this morning glory. That was Yucha Wang playing the first movement of the Sonata Fantasy, Opus 19 by Alexander Scriabin. We now return to Shari Biro, and we're going to listen to the first movement of a very fetching work, Darius Milhaud's Piano Concerto No. 2. Once again, we find that Darius Milhaud is a neglected, but in my opinion, a great composer. He left us 1,500 compositions of every size and type. Today, hardly anything is known. In 1949, I think a town hall, Shari Biro gave 3 concerts where she played 9 piano concertos in all. The Milhaud was one of them. And the orchestra we hear is conducted by Emmanuel Vardy. So that was the first movement of the French composer Darius Milhaud's second piano concerto. I once asked Virgil Thompson, who was a great critic as well as a composer, who the great composer of the group called Les Six in Paris was. Immediately Virgil responded, "Oh, without a doubt in my opinion, Milhaud." Yet, like Thompson's music, Milhaud gets only very few public hearings. Well, I told Virgil Thompson that I thought he was quite wrong, that the one who would live longest of the Lacys was Francis Poulenc. So far, I'm right. Won't you join us next week for more of the treasures of the piano literature and the faithful practitioners who play for us? Let's close up with Seneca again. He says, we are mad, not only individually, but nationally. We check manslaughter and isolated murders, and what of war and the much-vaunted crime of slaughtering whole peoples? This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. Matters is a production of the Classical Network. It is recorded at the Kaufman Music Center, home of Merkin Concert Hall, 129 West 67th Street in New York City. The producer, Rachel Katz. For a playlist, go to wwfm.org, click on Classical, and choose Search Playlists. The Piano Matters is made possible with the support of the listener members of the Classical Network.